right on her back.
Easter Sunday morning, 2008, Althea Wormgoor and her husband Randall made this 911 call from the home of Lalani Newman, whose daughter Kara had just stopped breathing.
Everything happened at once. I'm not sure how it happened. We all started running around. Some people were crying, some people were praying, some people were screaming. I was screaming.
Althea told the court that the Wormgoors had gone to the home that afternoon and seen Lalani try to use faith healing to bring Kara out of a diabetic coma.
Put her hands in the air and, oh Lord, you can heal diabetes and you can heal cancer. And then she said, I am prophesying that God is going to bring her back from this coma.
The Wormgoors had moved to central Wisconsin from California to join the ministry set up by Lalani and her husband Dale. Althea said it was the Newmans' insistence on faith healing that caused them to break off their relationship. The teaching that sickness was a sin, a teaching the Newmans applied earlier to their son Luke.
When you're sick, you're sinning. That didn't seem right. They focused a lot on demons when Luke was sick and throwing up. Demons were leaving him in his throw up.
Althea said the doctrine was contained in a book Lalani gave her by David Eales about America's last days.
I didn't read the whole book. After a certain point, I actually threw it away.
Eales' organization, Unleavened Bread Ministries, is raising funds for the Newmans on its website. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.